Welcome to Shomach Shava and the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kuvzayin. The Gemara in Amud Beis discusses if a Meichil, if Reuven gives food to Shimon, does Reuven have to wash his hands, or does the Oichel have to wash his hands? And the Maskana of the Gemara is that a Meichil does not have to wash his hands, and the one who's eating does have to wash his hands. The Baal HaFlo, in his Sefer Ponim Yofois, in Parshas Toldos, says a beautiful word based on this, and we'll see if it fits with our Gemara. It says, the Vayavo Esav min ha-sodeh v'u'oyef. Esav comes from the sodeh and he's very tired. And he says to Yaakov Avinu, aliteini no min ha-odom ha-odom hazeh. So the Baal HaFlo says, what is oyef? He was so tired. What is the tiredness referring to? He says he's referring to rechitzo. He was not interested in having rechitzo. He didn't have shtifo. He didn't want to go and wash his hands. He brings a source. The Pasuk says, ma'im karyum al nefesh ha-yefo. And the Gemara learns from there that the Gemara in Yuma learns that Nefesh Yefa means that they didn't want to wash their hands. They were Oyef from Rechitzo. The Pasuk was referring to that the people of David HaMelech were tired because they didn't wash their hands for a while. But you see that a Yefus has to do with Rechitzo. So Esav was not interested in washing his hands. So Esav did not want to wash his hands. So comes Yaakov Avinu and tells him, I'm not going to give you to eat because you have to do Netilas Yadayim. So that's why Esav said, "Haliteini no min ha'odom ha'odom hazeh. Don't, I'm not going to touch the food. You will come and you'll feed me. You'll be ma'achil. So I will not require netilas yadayim." So continues Baal HaFlo and says, Yaakov told him, "Mechoro b'choros choli." And Esav says, "Inein yoyilich lamus." Says Esav, "I'm not interested in washing my hands." Tells him Yaakov Avinu, "You're a b'chor. You're going to have to be oyven in Beis Hamikdash. You're going to have to do rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim every single day, maybe a few times a day." So says Esav, "Inein yoyilech lamos. I'm going to die because I'm not going to do rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim. So of course I'll sell you the choyro." So that was a discussion over here between Yaakov and Esav according to Baal HaFlo. So many ask, and it's brought down there on the new footnotes on the Panim Yofos, that the choyro, what the Baal HaFlo is telling us, doesn't work with our Gemara, because the maskana of the Gemara is even someone is being fed by somebody else, still the din is that he has to wash his hands. So what does Aliteini know? Help me. So the footnotes there on the Baal Panim Yofos want to say that Yaakov did not listen to Esav. He gave him the food. Esav says, "Haliteini no, so I don't have to wash my hands." Says Yaakov, "That's not true. You're going to have to wash your hands anyway, so take the food in your hands." Now why, by giving it into his hands, there will be no issue? So he says, because Rashi explains that day, Esav yotzol atarbus ro. Meaning, until now, he did not have a cheskas rosho. And we learn this from this sugi as well, regarding the Shamash, that Magen Avraham brings in Archaim Simon Kuvus Samechtes, Siv Katan Vov, that if a person should not give somebody else a food if he won't do a bracha. He brings a discussion about that maybe even if he knows he won't do a bracha, he can give it to him, according to the Bach, because not right away he's doing the Aveiro. But Kloponim, if you're not sure if he's going to do the bracha or not, you could give him the food. So Yaakov Avinu said, "I'm not going to come and feed you and be a dime, go and cause you not to do a Netilas Yadayim. I'll give it to you, and you make a decision if to make a Netilas Yadayim or not. And because we don't know your Russia yet, Becheskes Kashrus, it probably will do a Netilas Yadayim." So that's how that footnote once explained the flaw. Another way to explain it is that maybe our Gemara has a suffix. We had a discussion over here in the Gemara. The Gemara's maskana is the Aloch Lamai say he does need. But it could be the fact that you have a tzad tells me that there is a tzad in halacha not to do it. So in that Yaakov Avinu was relying on. And some mefarshim point that out. If a person has a choice to give somebody food and he won't do netilas yadayim, or to feed him and he won't do netilas yadayim, feeding him is better. Why is it better? Because of the tzad in the Gemara, then maybe you don't need netilas yadayim. And even according to the tzad that does netilas yadayim, the chashash of touching the food is less. It's only a gzeiro. So therefore, that's what Yaakov Avinu did. He gave him to eat, not be a dime. He gave it straight into his mouth. It was to cause the fashas, as many of the mefarshim say, but it was a better option than giving the food be a dime of Yaakov. That may be the pshat in that flaw that connects to our Gemara beautifully. Anyone who wants to join a sponsor, Shomachshava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.